Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, November 4th, 2024. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Monday.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Eric Bickle.
Hey, you know what to do, Cakes.
Let the music play.
Becoming old hat now, playing the music on Monday.
It's getting boring.
First time
it's good
since 1996 that Washington has started off a season 7-2. I saw Albert Breer tweet this, and it really just stuck out. I mean, we know this, but the last time they started 7-2, Norv Turner was the coach, Gus Frerotte was the quarterback, and they were still playing at RFK.
And we were also a fledgling radio program way, way back in the day, in 1996.
That is true.
That's how long ago that was.
Weekend radio.
Like we were doing weekends in 96?
Yeah, we were just weekend fill-in dogs. Look where we are today.
Just Saturdays?
Look how far we've come.
It was the new sports weekend. I think we moved to Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays right after the football season. But during the football season, we were just Saturdays.
Mm.
That's incredible time, man. Incredible time.
What a time to be alive.
Great time to be alive. I mean, they're just so... Man, John Keim had a stat I was listening to as I was driving in this morning. I didn't realize this. Man, you know, they've been stingy, right? And a lot of it's because Jaden's been so great at protecting the football.
Mm-hmm.
They've only had three turnovers so far this year.
Pretty remarkable.
Okay. Through, like, whatever we played, nine games.
Yep. Nine games.
Last year we had 20.
Through nine?
Yeah. I think it's the first time a team with a rookie quarterback. So, I mean, this might even be the lowest. I thought he said since 1933.
33. I mean, that's the first year the turnovers were tracked.
Like way pre-World War II.
I mean, you're talking about 100 years, basically.
Yeah.
And they have two interceptions from Jaden Daniels this season and one fumble by Terry McLaurin, I believe.
I mean, that's the difference right there. That alone. Forget about how great Jaden is and the improvement of the defense at times and, you know, different players. Just protecting the football.
I'm also glad that we didn't have to come in here today and talk about Daniel Jones plays so well against the Washington Commanders. He owns them. Because that's kind of been the his story.
It's not inaccurate.
He puts up numbers against them, yeah.
It's not inaccurate, but it's annoying to talk about how a guy who's such a buffoon against 31 other teams is so great against the Washington Commanders.
He had another solid game. He had another solid game.
I know. That's part of the annoying part. Because I don't understand.
But he also had that terrible fumble.
Yeah. That's what he does at his core. He wants to give the ball away to the other team. But it is nice that as the Commanders ascend to 7-2, you effectively, now they were pretty much buried anyway, but now that you send the Giants to 0-4 in the NFC East, it's bye-bye time. They're now officially irrelevant.
I think you have to focus more on the Giants, but the Commanders' offense. Mm-hmm. All right, they didn't put up over 30, but they put up 149 yards rushing. So even without Brian Robinson, they put Chris Rodriguez in there. Kudos I didn't even remember he was on the roster. No, he was on the practice squad.
I saw that he was elevated when B-Rob went down.
He runs for almost 5 yards a carry.
He was running angry, too. Those were some violent, nothing fancy, but put your head down and get 5 yards.
He was like the closer, because Eckler was getting a little banged up.
Eckler grabbing his knee at some point during the game.
He came back in pass protection, by the way. He had chipped a couple times that were big.
And then, to me, Jaden just continues to play very efficient, great football. But there are two plays at the end of the game. The conversion to Eckler, where he couldn't have been more wide open. But kudos to the offensive line, because Eckler's coming from the right side, coming all across the left, and Jaden's just backpedaling. And then he's wide open, and then the pass to Zacchaeus.
Oh, just the most casual 3rd-and-9 conversion. When you didn't want to give the ball back to the Giants, when they were starting to get some momentum, just a huge play.
But both of those plays, the protection.
Yeah.
The protection was great, because we talked about it, that the Giants had this pass rush led by Dexter Lawrence, who led the league with 9 sacks.
Didn't get to him.
They had Brian Burns, and they had 0 sacks. They had 2 quarterback hits. That's it.
Yeah, Brian Burns tried to catch Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels said, no, this is not happening. Not on my watch. I'm just going to outrun you. You're one of the quickest defensive ends in the league. I'm just going to outrun you here.
You only had 1 catch, but Diami with the 25-yarder.
That was a massive play, too.
That was a biggie.
That was a huge one.
I'm telling you, it's a receiver by committee group.
I think Noah Brown is starting to, separate himself a little bit. Even though he only had 1 target last week, it was the biggest target of his life, the Hail Mary.
He had 6.
But he was heavily involved this week.
Mm-hmm.
But James, Terry McLaurin's having a great year. All of his seasons, he's had, 1,000 yards, but he never has been a high touchdown guy.
His high touchdowns was his rookie season with 7. He's going to, as long as he stays healthy,
he's
going to obliterate that.
Yeah, he's up to 6.
He's going to be a double-digit touchdown guy.
And though he doesn't get talked about with Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase and even Devontae Adams, although people aren't really talking about Devontae Adams being a top receiver right now.
Right.
I was driving in, flipping through the stations, and I heard one of those ESPN analysts call him top 5. Nobody ever calls him top 5. Said he's top 5 receiver in the game.
Well, he just needed a stud quarterback to unlock his full potential, and now you're seeing that play out.
There are still red flags, though, especially the run defense. How many yards did we give up there? 160-something?
Yep, 140 in the first half alone.
Yeah, the first quarter was dominated by the Giants, but obviously the fumble. And the Commanders were up 7-0, but they did dominate the quarter, yardage-wise.
They ran for a 164 EB. I mean, Daniel Jones ran for 54 in the touchdown where he... I know you don't want to talk about Daniel Jones, but when a quarterback just runs into 2 guys and knocks them both down.
He's a big dude.
It's pretty amazing.
As Craig Lockwood calls, he's a big rig.
I mean, he's 6'5". He's just a big dude. Yeah.
He's a big oaf. He's a big oaf that's on a loser team. They're 2-7. They're irrelevant.
And they didn't really get Neighbors involved until the second half, but they kept him out of the end zone, which was huge.
Mm-hmm.
He still ended up with 9 catches. So, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff.
They're not a perfect team.
They weren't even throwing the ball until the second quarter.
It's a good win. You swept the Giants.
Yep.
That's a win on the road.
Yep. No, it's
not a perfect game, but a very good game.
No, excellent game.
Jaden throws another 2 touchdowns on the pile. Oh, side note, he's also the 25th leading rusher in the NFL. He's 2 yards behind the team lead
for
rushing.
What did he have? 35?
37, I think he had yesterday.
35.
So that was under his prop total.
Yeah, but he's on pace for a casual 900 rushing yards.
And there's no doubt that at times he's sliding more. Even sometimes it's awkward. Yeah. He's making a point of getting down for the most part.
Yeah.
If he needs more yardage, of course, we all know he's going to cut it back inside and get what he thinks he needs to get. But I think he's doing a better job of protecting himself. It doesn't seem like he's as big of a crash test dummy at this point as he maybe was a little bit earlier in the season.
Especially when he's nursing the rib injury. You know that he doesn't want to get hit on that.
Yeah, it seems like that's you know, had an impact on him a little
Winning
bit.
Winning is so intoxicating. Did you watch the scene of Dan Quinn in the locker room? I tweeted it out just a little bit ago from the Commanders at Junks Radio, where he's just jumping around screaming.
Yeah. He's pumped.
Yeah, no.
Well, he has to be thrilled that people thought that he was the second or third choice, and he's leading this team to a 7-2 record at this point. And nobody expected that.
No, of course not.
Harris gave him football's 50th win as head coach in
the league.
Did
it in his home state of New Jersey,
which is good. They just really do have good vibes about them. Everyone's talking about the brotherhood.
Amazing. Well, then you
saw it seems like the real deal.
Well, then you saw the story over the weekend on ESPN that players want to come to the Commanders
right.
before the deadline.
That threw me.
When did you ever see that before?
Never. You saw that.
Well, they used to want to come here just to get paid.
Right.
Yeah, but you never saw. It was never like the top story on ESPN.com.
No.
It's Jaden. It's one guy lifting up the franchise. I love Dan Quinn. There's so many positive things you can talk about. I think Cliff Kingsbury calls great games, especially compared to the previous guy. But Jaden just lifts up everybody.
I like how you call him the previous guy.
I don't want to set off EB. I don't want to set off the alarm.
About the other,
yeah,
the lesser
I need a trigger
EB.
Alert anytime you bring him up. But it's just fantastic. I just love how it's total team effort. You mentioned Rodriguez. That guy didn't even know he was going to play until like an hour before the game. I think a lot of us were surprised that B-Rob, you know, even though he was nursing that hamstring all week, I guess it tightened up a little bit in the pregame.
You think I didn't run palms up to my computer to put Eckler into one of my important lineups?
I did.
When I saw that B-Rob was not playing.
I also put McNichols in another league, and he gave me nothing.
Then you're down to the nubs if you're Jeremy McNichols.
I had Gibby in there before.
I had nothing. You're nubby.
Hey, where does Jaden Daniels rank amongst quarterbacks in the NFL in the fourth quarter? Completion percentage? First. Yards per attempt? First.
Love it.
Touchdown interception ratio, tied for first.
Very good.
Passer rating, first.
He clutched.
That's pretty amazing.
Didn't he average 9.5 yards per attempt yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Just 9.5 yards per attempt.
Are they going to go the entire season and convert every fourth down?
With Jaden Daniels, if he's upright.
What are they, 12 for 12?
They're 11 for 11, I believe.
Is it 11? I thought
if he's healthy, the answer to that is yes.
Probably yes.
Because Dan Quinn and Kingsbury.
Well, I mean,
kind
of depends. Most of those are like fourth and ones and fourth and twos, but.
But if it's fourth and short, Dan Quinn and Kingsbury know that they've got the weapon that can always pick up that yard.
Yeah, you just run that RPO and
like,
it's almost impossible to stop.
Who's going to beat him to the sideline? The answer is nobody. They're not going to beat him.
Although the Giants were doing a pretty good job of containing him in the first quarter and in the second quarter. Now, he broke loose for a few after that, but they were doing a pretty good job. But it just takes that one.
Poor Giants. Now they have to fly to Germany to play the Panthers. Yeah. What a horrible export that is for the United States. Poor Germany.
Have fun.
Even though we were the beneficiary.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? You're grilling it. You're going to watch it.
Of course I'm going to watch
it. You're going to watch
it. Because I'm an addict.
Yes.
I'm addicted
to
the
product. Well, so are they. They are addicts
over
there.
Yeah. Even though we were the beneficiary of it, I kind of felt for Daboll on that pick play that they called. Yeah, I kind of felt for him there a little bit. I can't just get a break.
Uh-huh.
But we needed it, so thank God they called that. We were better, right? We have 5 penalties. It wasn't catastrophic. A little bit better in the red zone this week, even though I think we were maybe 3 for 6, something like that. Seibert just continues to just bury kicks that he needs to. Mm-hmm. Not that they were difficult, but he just comes in and you don't have to worry. He just makes them.
I mean, my son was guaranteeing the 20-yarder, and I said, stop jinxing it. Stop jinxing what's about to happen.
Right. Another thing which we can mention. Look, Commanders won because they're a better team.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is excellent. There's a lot of things to talk about on the Commander side. I think Daboll and the Giants are idiots. What are they doing going for two early?
That's weird.
I mean, just kick the extra point and be down a touchdown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too cute. And then Daniel Jones, all right, he had a decent game, but on both two-point conversions, mm-hmm. he doesn't even release the ball from his hands.
But what are you doing?
You don't even release. I mean, like, there's. I know that you can actually give up points now. Like, if there's a pick six, then it would be 2 points to the other team. But the odds of that happening are low. Get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
Give your guys a chance. Throw a jump ball. Do something. Even if they're covered, just throw it in the back of the end zone.
How can
the guy has a shot points?
How can a guy in Jayden Daniels, who has, is it 8 starts under his belt now because he missed a game?
Mm. Yes.
8 career starts. How does he look more poised?
He didn't miss a game.
No, he started that game.
That's right. He started that
game.
Nine starts. So how does he look more poised and mature than a guy in Daniel Jones, who I think has 70-plus starts under
his belt in
the NFL?
Because he's special and the other guy's just another guy.
That's probably the most reasonable explanation.
Yeah.
Is that Jayden Daniels has it and Daniel Jones
doesn't. The day ball thing, maybe that was because they just had no faith in the kick. I mean, they were on their third kicker.
Right.
Could be.
You know, possibly. And the first field goal he made, he almost missed it. And that was a shorty.
And maybe the dumb chart says, I don't know, maybe it says, because you know, you figure
you know
go 50-50. He should have got at least one of them.
They know they're done. The season's over.
They got nothing to lose.
They got nothing to lose. They figure, all right, we'll go for it, and maybe we'll pull off a miraculous win. But, they know they're done.
Imagine being a Giants fan.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No. Your team sucks, and then you watch Saquon Barkley doing 360 moves and then hurtling over people backwards.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the sickest things I've ever seen.
Torturing the NFL.
And you also have Commanders fans invading your stadium, chanting hail to the Redskins at the end of the game.
Yeah, it's a great day. It is another Victory Monday. That's 7 of them so far. Commanders off to a 7-2 start. We want to hear from you next. The last time this happened, it was 1996.
How jacked
Cake
are
still
you?
Had hair. EB and I had barely, dark hair.
Barely had hair. I was grasping at
it
that
It was
point.
A different time. The Junkies were just starting out on the weekends. Gus Frerotte, Norv Turner. They are 7-2. Your reaction, your thoughts, 800-636-1067 as we celebrate another Victory Monday here on The Fan, brought to you by Chenega Mios, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday deals all month long at Blinds.com. Save up to 45% on select styles, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.